Right now, the state Democratic Party reported $10 million in fundraising between late March and the end of June. The party says it's the biggest quarterly haul it's ever seen. Comes as Democrats in the state legislature hope to prevent Republicans from getting a veto-proof majority, and Wisconsin continues to have a high profile nationally as a key swing state in the presidential election. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely, Rob. Thanks for having me.
What do we know about where this funding, what the Democrats say was a record haul, is coming from?
Well, I spent several hours the other night scrolling through this fundraising report, which when it's, you know, that many millions of dollars, it's a very long report. So I can say with confidence that I know that these were donations from all over the country. I saw donations as small as like $1.50 from places like Rhode Island and Texas, the Carolinas. But of course, there were also donors from Wisconsin, some big name donors. I think something interesting that stuck out to people as we looked through this report was that one of the biggest donations actually came from the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. He donated about $2.5 million. So, you know, just that donation alone has been the size of some previous fundraising reports. So definitely something remarkable there.
What do we know about how funding for Democrats and Republicans stacks up at this, you know, middle stage of the game, I guess?
So right now for this particular fundraising report, and this is just, you know, a 3-month snapshot in time, Democrats really left Republicans in the dust here. I mean, they raised several million more dollars for this particular fundraising period. And that's something that the Republican head for the Republican Party, the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, wasn't too pleased about. When I reached out for comment, he said that, you know, he still believes Wisconsin Republicans have a great operation. He thinks that their data and ground game networks are stronger than Democrats. But he also called on Republican donors to really step up and send more resources to Wisconsin.
Is it typical to see a combo of in-state and out-of-state donations for either or both parties?
Yeah, that's definitely something we've been seeing. And that's something that definitely crops up in the conversation about donations, right? And kind of that political reaction. That's something that Republicans were quick to point out after this report came out. They said, you know, a lot of the big, you know, deep pocketed donors were not inside Wisconsin. They're from out of state, places like Silicon Valley, you know, California. Tech gurus, the founder of LinkedIn was one of the big donors for this particular report. So kind of the politics of getting money from out of state is something that we're pretty familiar with at this point.
And we're going to see a lot of it probably because Wisconsin is a swing state, by some calculations, possibly the swing state in the presidential election. We're going to get in one way or another a lot of political love this season, right?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of conversation about us being the swing state, as you said. So I don't think this is the end of us getting a lot of outside attention.
So all this attention on the presidential race, but here in the state, there's a big issue in the state legislature. The idea that Republicans could get a veto-proof majority in both chambers of the state legislature. Can you talk about what's at stake in the state legislature?
This is a really big deal. Essentially, what is needed here is a 2/3 majority in the state assembly and the state senate. And if that majority is accomplished by Republicans, they can basically override any veto that Governor Tony Evers issues. I don't think, you know, it takes a lot of explanation to say that that would be a huge deal in Wisconsin. There's been a lot of kind of back and forth between the Republican controlled legislature and the Democratic governor. And his veto is really one of the biggest tools that Democrats have in Wisconsin right now. So for the Republican legislature to get a bigger majority and to be able to kind of make that power moot is something that Democrats have really been playing up and saying, we absolutely can't let this happen. And I think that was a big part of their fundraising push that was so successful.
And when we see money coming in like this, does it then go for Democrats or Republicans, you know, sort of statewide in the legislative races, or are they starting to pick and choose, hey, these are the ones that we either have to defend or try to flip?
So they're definitely focusing on specific races at this point. I mean, those funds can go all across the state, but there are kind of pressure points that Republicans have targeted as Democratic seats that they think they can flip to get to this supermajority. So in the state Senate, they're ones that people might be familiar with. Senator Patty Shockner, a Democratic senator who won kind of an upset victory in her district fairly recently. That's a district that Republicans are hoping to flip back. Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling. Some folks are probably pretty familiar with her name. She's been in the legislature for a long time. She's not seeking re-election. So Republicans have their eye on getting her seat. That's been a close race between the parties in recent years. And then Senator Dave Hansen in the Senate isn't seeking re-election. He's retiring. He's from Green Bay. That's a district that Republicans are looking at. In the Assembly, it's the district of Robin Vining, Steve Doyle, and Beth Myers. So there's a lot of really specific kind of focus to where these flips might happen on the part of both parties, whether it's, you know, trying to defend it or trying to take it.
Talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White, looking at state legislative elections, fundraising for the November campaign, and more. Let's turn in our last few minutes to another issue going on here. Laurel, Governor Evers issued pardons, 18 of them this week, his second, I think, round of pardons. What kind of crimes were these pardons for?
So primarily, and this pardon process is very interesting because this is something that former Governor Scott Walker didn't do at all during his tenure in office. So something that folks in Wisconsin are getting a little bit reacquainted with. Most of the pardons are for kind of lower level drug or theft. So I think, you know, of the 18 people that the governor pardoned in this last round, he's pardoned about 50 so far since he revived this process. There were people that were charged with selling marijuana, usually when they were in their 20s or 30s, and now these folks are in their 40s and 50s. The process hasn't been around for a while, as I said, and there are some time requirements for after you completing your sentence before you're even eligible for this process. So it's often pretty far down the line after the crimes are committed. Some other things on there, cashing fraudulent checks, making, inappropriate charges with credit cards or doing things with bank statements, things like that.
And we should clarify, and you pointed this out, Laurel, these are people who have completed their sentences in many cases years ago. When people think pardon, I might think, oh, this is somebody who's in prison now and they're getting out because they've been pardoned. That is not the case in these 18 pardons.
That's exactly right. That's not the case at all. So people have to finish their sentence and then any probation or parole that's part of the sentence and then have 5 years after that completion where they don't commit any new crimes before they're even eligible to submit an application for this process. It goes before a 9-member board. Then that board makes a recommendation to the governor and the governor chooses who he's going to pardon. So this is certainly not people who are currently serving sentences that are being released. And that's something that people who've been advocating for lowering the prison population in Wisconsin have been very keen and quick to point out that the governor's pardon process isn't doing anything to lower Wisconsin's prison population, which, as we know, our prisons are over capacity right now. And the governor had said that was something that he wanted to do during his campaign. And some folks have been pretty critical that he hasn't done more to do that.
And Laurel, briefly, as we wrap up, has the governor talked about why he revived the pardon process?
Well, we know that he said that, you know, he thinks that this is a valuable thing to recognize people who have done their time, who have contributed to society in meaningful ways. These are often people that have taken up jobs in their community or working in social service. So he sees it as not a fix to the state's, criminal justice problems or the stress on the correction system, but just a way to kind of integrate people back into society and give them some rights back that he believes they've earned.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. She talked with us about a $10 million fundraising haul in the last quarter for the state Democratic Party. And we looked at Governor Evers' pardon of 18 people earlier this week.